This is Pathway to Retirement with Daniel Flores from PDE Wealth Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Pathway to Retirement is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Pathway to Retirement with Daniel Flores.
Hello and welcome to Pathway to Retirement. My name is Daniel Flores from PDE Wealth Advisors. Remember, if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please take a minute to give us a call at 909-295-5504 or visit us online at pdewealthadvisors.com. And while at the website, please take a minute to click on the radio page and to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And so inheriting an IRA is often a welcome windfall, but if not handled strategically, it can hit you with a hefty tax burden because inherited IRAs come with plenty of rules that are designed to make sure the IRS gets paid sooner or later. And so during today's show, we're going to address IRA inheritance strategies and some of the common mistakes you should work to avoid. But before we get into our topic, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who comes to us risk-free and full of upside.
I don't know about that one. That's a pretty financially specific compliment, but I will take it. I will take it.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Actually, the markets have been exploding upwards lately.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the S&P is about 6,500. That's pretty amazing.
All-time highs day after day, so we'll take it.
So far, we'll take that. Yep. The correction's coming, though, eventually, but yeah, you're prepared for it. I love that. If you're working with a financial advisor, someone like yourself, people are can be prepared for it. So,
that's right.
And take advantage of these upsides. But, you know, we're calling the show Beneficiary 101. So before we get into the meat of the show, which is about inherited IRAs, when you inherit that type of an account or a tax-deferred account, there are a lot of rules and regulations.
Correct.
But first, it starts with the beneficiary designation itself. So we're going to be talking about people inheriting things and what it's like to be a beneficiary of an inheritance. But first, how about those who put down beneficiaries? That's where the mistakes start, right? Is a lot of times people don't have up-to-date beneficiary designations or thorough beneficiary designations, or maybe they don't communicate with the person who's going to inherit that or think about what their situation might be at that time, right?
Couldn't agree more, Tony. Yeah, that's definitely the first step. First, make sure you have beneficiaries and then make sure you right. circle back around to those every two or three years to just make sure they're up to date and in line with what your wishes are if something does happen to you. Like Tony was talking about, there's been plenty of times where people either leave one off or have somebody on there that they didn't intend the money to go to. Or people, like he just stated a minute ago, don't even know they're the beneficiary and nobody ever claims the money. So yes. First step is to make sure that you're talking to your beneficiaries and making sure that they're the correct ones that you want your money to flow to when something happens to you.
Well, right. And anytime there's a major life change, a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, especially divorce, you see that a lot where people have all their beneficiaries or to their first spouse and they've been remarried and have kids. But they don't change that beneficiary designation, even if they update their will. The beneficiary designation will take precedence. Even if you state, no, I want to leave it to my current wife and kids. If the beneficiary on that IRA or that account said it goes to your ex-spouse, it'll go to your ex-spouse. So,
and the other thing people don't understand, I run into this a lot too, is, oh, I have a trust. My trust states it's going here. Like Tony just stated a minute ago, if there's a direct beneficiary there and it's not the trust, it's not going to the trust. So,
right.
And that beneficiary.
And that's a mistake I bet you've seen before.
Yep, all the time. That's something people bring up all the time when I first meet them. And that's something that we have to clarify a majority of the time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's crazy. So. Well, I think understanding the rules and strategies is important, especially if you're a beneficiary of one of these accounts. So let's get into it. Where do you want to start?
So I'm going to use an article from Kiplinger to kind of lean on inherited an IRA. Avoid these common mistakes that can cost you. And so first of all, an inherited IRA can also be called a beneficial IRA, right? And because that's just what it's called when an IRA gets passed along to a spouse, a family member, or someone else you care about after you've passed away. Now, here's the thing. You can actually leave an IRA to just about anyone. But the rules for what happens next can be very different depending on who that beneficiary is. And so once the transfer happens, the money from the original IRA moves into an inherited IRA in the beneficiary's name. And you can't add new money to it, but it does stay tax deferred, which may be a good thing, right? And here's where it can get a little tricky, especially if you're not the spouse. In that case, the IRS says you have to fully withdraw that inherited IRA within 10 years of the original account holder's death. And every dollar you take out, remember, counts as ordinary income. So if you do wait until year 10 to do something about it, well, let's just say you could be staring at one very big, very unpleasant tax bill. And that's exactly why planning ahead with someone who knows the rules inside and out can make all the difference.
Yeah, that 10-year rule is a big one. Used to be able to stretch them out over many years. Now it's 10 years. You have to take some out each year and make sure it's all out by year 10. And you don't want to wait until the last minute. Because all that money, if it's a traditional IRA, is going to be taxable. And you have to work with somebody like yourself that knows the rules. It's a reason to work with a financial professional. What are some of the rules specifically that come with inherited IRAs or beneficiary IRAs?
Okay. So if you're not the spouse and you inherited the IRA after December 31st, 2019, you're now looking at what's called the 10-year rule, like Tony just stated. And that means you have to have the account fully withdrawn within the 10 years after the original account holder's passing. But there are a few important exceptions, right? And that is where a financial professional can really help you. And so if you're within 10 years of the original account holder's age, if you're disabled or chronically ill, or if you are a minor child of the deceased, you're allowed to follow the old rules that were in place before the change that happened basically January 1st of 2020. Okay. And so in other words, you can stretch those withdrawals over your lifetime. That's what the rule was before. And if the person you inherited from had already started that required minimum distribution, or RMD, frequently referred to as RMD, which now, remember, begins at age 73, you'll have to continue taking those during your 10-year window based on your own life expectancy. Now, here's something to remember. Remember, you can leave an IRA to anyone, but the tax rules definitely favor the spouse. Spouses get the most flexibility. In fact, they're the only ones who can simply treat the IRA as their own. And if you inherit from your spouse, you've got several smart options. You have several smart options, and choosing the right one for you can make a huge difference in your taxes and future income.
Okay. What are some of those potential options then, Daniel?
Good question, Tony. So you actually have a few different paths you can take, and choosing the right one, like I said a minute ago, really depends on your age, your income needs, and your long-term plans. So the first option is what's called a spousal transfer. This simply means you can take over the account and become the new account holder. The money is yours and it's accessible right away. But remember, any withdrawals you take still will be taxable. And if you're under 59 and a half when you inherit this IRA, even though you're the spouse, there could also be penalties unless you qualify for one of the IRS exemptions. And here's the good news. Your RMDs will now be based on your age, not your spouse's. And so if you're younger, that means you can stretch those withdrawals over more years, potentially easing the tax bite. So option two is to open an inherited IRA. And so in this case, you roll the assets into an inherited IRA in your name. RMDs will be based on your life expectancy, but you'll also need to fully withdraw the account within 10 years. And so this route can make sense if you're under 59 and a half and you know you'll need access to the money sooner rather than later. And then there's the third option, which is taking a lump sum. And so you can cash the whole thing out right away. But remember, the money is treated as ordinary income. And so a big payout like that could definitely push you into higher tax brackets. And that means a lot more taxes owed and less money coming into your pocket.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it can get complicated. Yeah, the IRS and the government likes to do this to us. Lots of rules and hoops to jump through, but it's worth it because it can make a big difference financially for you. So if our listeners have questions or want to get a plan in place, strategies in place to deal with this, how can they get a hold of you?
Yes. Remember, listeners out there, you guys always visit our website at pdewealthadvisors.com or give us a call directly at 909-295-5504 so we can help answer your questions and address your concerns about IRAs and your financial strategy or any other part of your retirement. And I would just say, if you're inheriting money, I would definitely sit down with a professional because, like Tony stated a couple times already, this is very complex and making the wrong decision can cost you lots of money. And there's always different avenues you can go down, and building a plan and making sure that you're taking the right avenue is going to be in your best interest.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's been great. Now, what's that phone number one more time for our listeners to call to set up that consultation? It's a no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yep. 909-295-5504.
All right. Now, we've been talking about some steps you may be able to take if you inherit an IRA. What's next?
So if you're inheriting an IRA and you're not the spouse and you don't fall into one of those exceptions we talked about earlier, your choices are a little bit more limited. And so the first option is to open up what's called an inherited IRA, like we just talked about a minute ago. And here's how that works. The assets get moved into the account in your name. Your required minimum distributions are calculated based on your life expectancy, and you've got that 10-year clock ticking, right? And so the money still grows tax deferred while it's in there. So you're not paying taxes on the earnings each year either. And so the second option, though, is to cash it all out as a lump sum. And while that might sound tempting, here's the catch. Every dollar you take out, once again, is treated as ordinary income. And so depending on the size of the account, this could easily push you into a higher tax bracket, which once again means giving more money to the IRS instead of putting it in your pocket.
Yeah, got to be careful there. And it can also affect if you're in retirement and you're pulling that money out. It can also affect your taxable income, which affects Social Security tax, which affects your Medicare premiums, yep. Right? Yep. Your mm-hmm. payments. Yep. Yep. That's huge. And this is where a little planning can go a long way. So yep. I would imagine sometimes spreading those withdrawals out over several years can help you manage your tax bill. And other times there are creative ways to pair withdrawals with other financial moves. And I know you work alongside tax professionals to help your clients do that. So what's next?
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what happens if you inherit a Roth IRA. And so while a lot of the same rules do apply, there's also a pretty big upside to the Roth IRA inheritance. Sure. So here's the headline. With the Roth IRA, you don't owe taxes on the withdrawals. And so that's because Roths, remember, are funded with after-tax dollars, and the account grows tax-free. So for many beneficiaries, that's a huge advantage. Now, there are a couple of caveats, though, if you want to keep those withdrawals tax-free. First, the original Roth IRA has to be open and funded for at least 5 years. Second, if part of the Roth came from a conversion, say from a traditional IRA, those converted balances must sit in the account for at least 5 years before they can be withdrawn without a penalty. And while the original account owner never had to worry about RMDs, you do have one requirement as a non-spouse. You have to make sure the account is emptied within 10 years of the original account holder's passing. And it's not the same as taking an RMD each year, but the 10-year clock is still ticking. And so if you're inheriting the Roth IRA from a spouse, you've got even more flexibility. You can treat it as your own and spread withdrawals over your lifetime, or leave it alone and let the money keep growing tax-free for as long as possible for your beneficiaries.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. There are a lot of strategies, I should say. And this is one of those times where having a thorough strategy in place can make all the difference. Simply following the rules and maximizing the benefit of what you've inherited is the key here. That's the goal. And this is exactly the kind of thing that you do for your clients and can help with, right?
Absolutely, Tony. And once again, these are little nuances and rules all embedded in these things. And you want to make sure you're sitting with a professional to do this. But the main thing, if you are inheriting a Roth IRA, you want to try to stay away from it. The sure. best thing to do is to let that thing grow, put it in the market, put it out, give it some chance to grow with putting risk on it, in my opinion, when you have 10 years, and let that thing try to build up and take out as much as you you can on the tax-free basis. And so if you do need money when you inherit, take from the pre-tax side first, or even better, sell the home and get that step up and take from there, right? And so so one potential smart move you can make with an inherit IRA is to think about timing. Remember, spreading your withdrawals over several years can often be a way to reduce the tax bite. And in fact, many financial services professionals see this as one of the most effective strategies for keeping more of your inheritance in your pocket and out of Uncle Sam's hands, right? And so here's the beauty of it. With an inherited IRA, you've got flexibility. You can take out a little more in a year when you need it and pull back in years when you don't, without facing any early withdrawal penalties. And that flexibility can be a real gift if you know how to use it strategically. And so in many cases, financial professionals also recommend to their clients that they stay clear of cashing out the whole thing in a lump sum. Yes, it might feel simpler, but the tax bill can be brutal and often unnecessary. And remember, a lot of times if it's, you know, a big amount of money coming in, it's going to push you into much higher tax brackets. And you can definitely avoid that if you do the proper planning. And your goals, your risk tolerance, and your timeline could be completely different. So don't think of it as dad's IRA or mom's portfolio. Think of it as your tool for building the next stage of your financial life.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And I think that's a great point. So the current holdings, they probably won't fit your personal objectives. It's perfectly okay and probably wise to reallocate. We can't get sentimental or emotional. Oh, grandpa had this stock. Yep. You really need to do what's in your best interest based on your goals and your own time horizon, because everybody's situation is different. And again, that's what you help with, right?
Absolutely, Tony. Yeah, like you just stated, grandpa and grandma are probably going to be a lot more conservative than somebody in their 40s. So
yeah,
somebody in their 40s should be, or even mom and dad. So
right.
Make sure you're when you receive this inheritance, that you're looking at it more than just a financial windfall. Remember, it's a moment that comes with decisions, deadlines, and potential tax traps. And so that's, once again, like Tony said, where the financial professional comes in. And remember, our goal is to help you make sense of the rules, understand your options, and create a plan that works for your goals, not somebody else's. And we will look at also ways to minimize taxes, whether that means spreading withdrawals over several years, pairing distributions with other income strategies, or reallocating investments so they align with your risk tolerance. And we will also walk you through the timelines you need to hit, right? The paperwork you'll need to file, and the moves that can turn this inheritance into more long-term financial security. And most importantly, we'll help you with making confident and informed choices so you're not just reacting to the rules, but using them to your advantage.
That's huge. And so that's exactly what you can help our listeners and viewers with. So let our listeners out there know, Daniel, before we go here, how they can get a hold of you to get a plan in place or get a second opinion on where they're at and have you look at this and to make sure they've got all their I's dotted and T's crossed.
Absolutely, Tony. So remember, you can always visit our website at pdewealthadvisors.com. or call us directly at 909-295-5504 so we can answer your questions and address your concerns about IRAs, your financial strategy, or any other part of your retirement. And remember, it's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you work so hard for.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Daniel. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Pathway to Retirement with our host, Daniel Flores.
Thank you for joining us for Pathway to Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Daniel Flores at PDE Wealth Advisors LLC at 909-295-5504 or visit pdewealthadvisors.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Pathway to Retirement.
Advisory services are offered through PDE Wealth Advisors LLC, an investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through PDE Insurance Services, Inc., an affiliated company. PDE Wealth Advisors LLC is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Federal Medicare Program, the Social Security Administration, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.